Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chaf Dalad, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnahs discuss certain efforts, exertions, large amount of efforts that weren't allowed on Shabbos, and we discuss here feeding animals on Shabbos. Matirin Pike Amir Lefnei Behema. You're allowed to untie a bundle of straw in front of an animal to eat. The standard bundle of straw was tied on both ends, so it had two ties, and he's untying, opening it up for the animal to eat. However, it wasn't allowed to be scattered. That was extra effort that wasn't necessary for the animal to eat it. Typically, he would eat it, and so it could just be opened but not scattered. However, other things could be scattered. Umefaspasin esakipin. When it came to kipin were cedar branches, soft cedar branches that the animal ate. These things you could scatter. Mefaspasin, you can scatter them because these things would not be eaten by the animal unless they were scattered and spread out, so that was allowed to be done for this type of animal food. But regarding the straw, only untying, and scattering was for the soft cedar branches. Avaleis hazirin, but you couldn't scatter the zirin. Zirin was also straw bundles, but they were tied with three ties, one on either end and one in the middle. It was tied much, much tighter, and it made the food less appetizing when it was tied tighter like that. And even still, the Mishnah is telling you that you could only untie it, but you couldn't scatter it, because the animal would eat it even without it being scattered, so it was unnecessary effort to scatter it, and therefore forbidden. Ein miraskin leyes ha-shachas veleyes ha-charuvin lefnei behema. One's not allowed to shred neither shachas, which is fodder, nor charuvim, which are caribs, in front of the animal, in order that he should be able to eat it, because these were able to be eaten even without shredding them. They were soft enough, even the caribs, they were soft enough caribs that could be eaten whole by the animals. Bein daka bein gasa, according to the first opinion in this Mishnah, whether it's a large animal or even a small animal, still, they would be able to eat it without it being shredded, and therefore you weren't allowed to shred it on Shabbos. It was extra effort that was not allowed. Rabbi Yehuda mater b'charuvim l'daka. Rabbi Yehuda allows by the caribs, which are harder, to shred them for small animals. The small animals had more trouble eating it, and there he said it was necessary to shred it in order for it to be edible for the small animals, the caribs specifically. Mishnah Gimel. Ein oivsin es agamol. One can't force feed a camel large amounts of food by shoving it down the camel's throat beyond the point where it would be able to spit it back up. V'lay darsin, nor could he force feed it even smaller amounts of food beyond the point of spitting it up. Aval malitin, but he could put it down his throat, not so far, to the place where the animal would still be able to spit it up. That was permitted, it was less effort, and therefore it was permitted. But to force feed it beyond the point where it could spit it up, that took much more effort, and that wasn't allowed on Shabbos. The same halacha applies to other animals. Ve'ein mamrim es ha'agolim. You can't fatten agolim, calves, by force-feeding them stuffing food beyond the point of them being able to spit it up. Ava malitin, but you could put it down their throats to the point where they can still bring it back up. U'mahalkatin l'tarnagolim. You can also put food down the throats of chickens to the point where they still be able to bring it back up. Other halachas regarding feeding animals. V'neisen mayin lemorsen, you could put water together with the bran. That was like the junk part from the wheat kernel that was fed to animals. You could mix it with water. Avalei goyvelin, but it couldn't be kneaded. That would be a malacha of kneading. V'ein neisen mayin lefnei devarim v'lefnei yainim shebashebach. You can't put water out for the bees that are in a beehive, or doves that are in a birdhouse. The bees and the doves were capable of finding their own water, so this was extra effort that wasn't needed and therefore forbidden on Shabbos. Avonaisnin, but you could give water to Lefnei Avazim for geese, Vitarnagalim, and chickens, Lefnei Yaine, Hardisias, and also the pigeons or doves, the Hordis pigeons or doves. They were named after Hordis, who was a king, because he would commonly raise these things in his palace, these birds. But these types of birds listed here, they would not be able to get water for themselves, and then you'd be allowed to put water out for them on Shabbos.